Michael Colombier doing his thing. A song called Emmanuel from the Herb Alpert album, Wings, years ago. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Welcome, everybody. And for this show, welcome all my adorable listeners. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, for Listening Lyrics, and today I'm doing episode 2 of Favorite Songs. Not mine. I've asked 6 people to send me what song has touched them emotionally. What song made them laugh, made them cry? All that stuff. And the first time I did that, the answers I received was just mind-blowing, what the power of music can do. And, we're doing the same thing again today. So, you know, let's just start off right away, and we'll get a little more into chit-chatting with you as we go on. So the 6 people I picked today, we'll start with number 1, and that is Jeff Shaw. And he is the director, the program director for KDRT. A young man, well, maybe not so young. Hey, Jeff. But anyways, he sent in a song. And his selection is Lady in Red by Chris DeBerg. Jeff writes about why this song touched him. And he goes on to say, "My older sister was very tall and very skinny for her age, as well as slightly clumsy during her freshman year of high school. And before I go on, I will say that I can relate to that. I am very tall, and I was very skinny, so I can relate to this." But Jeff goes on to write about his sister. "She didn't get much attention from boys until a new neighbor boy moved in. He asked her to the school dance. They went together, and she came back changed. When this song would come on the radio, she told me that dancing with him to this song was the moment they both fell in love. Sure, it was teenage love that didn't last forever, but she was obviously giddy, and we all knew it gave her the confidence she desperately needed. Years passed. She went on to graduate school, she got married, and have a family. But she died suddenly in 2002. So now, whenever I hear this song, I choose to remember the happy moment when she went from an awkward, clumsy older sister to a confident, radiant older sister." Folks, the power of music is unbelievable. Let's take a listen.
Shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here
shine so bright. You were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling, such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be.
Lady in Red, Chris DeBerg. When you link Jeff's story about his sister with that song, I have my earphones on sitting in the studio by myself, and I can just picture a high school couple in high school walking into the gym. And somehow they rigged up that crystal ball that twirls with a spotlight on it. And the kids and the staff have hung this and that kind of banners all over the place. And you walk in and you're overcome by all the joy and happiness of this thing starting with music and all your friends. But then when that certain individual picks you out and you dance, especially to a song like this, all of a sudden, all of that disappears. It's just you and your partner, and all you can think about is that other person. All righty. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Jeff, for submitting that. We're going to go on to Jesse Deer. Jesse is a young man. Well, again, sort of like Jeff, not that young. He does research at UC Davis. He did have a radio show here at one time, which was very popular. And he selected a song. And the song he selected is by Lucas Nelson and The Promise of the Real. Now, Lucas is Willie Nelson's son, but he's a musician all on his own. And Jesse picked a song called Set Me Down on a Cloud. So let me read what Jesse has to say about this. Love songs are tricky for me. Many seem cliche and can often come across as superficial or shallow. Set Me Down on a Cloud, the opening track of the 2017 self-titled album from Lucas, is a love song at its core. But it isn't about an ordinary love. It describes a love that is so deep that two souls have become completely entangled. Although love this deep might be enduring, our mortal bodies are not. All of us who are brave enough to love so deeply must face this reality. Lucas's lyrics work in harmony with the music to convey this fear of loss. Jesse goes on to write, I took a poetry writing class in college, and I remember one of the main concepts our professor emphasized was show it, don't tell it. Lucas doesn't use the word love in a single time in this song, but expresses love clearly. Like so many of my favorite songs, the specifics are vague enough that we are left to wonder or fill in or relate. Although exactly he's singing about, who exactly he's singing about, and whether he ever leaves limbo. Although the lyrics are concise, their emotional impact surprises me every time I listen to it. And the music arrangement works to increase their impact. Fresh off a 2-year trip as Neil Young's backing band, Lucas and his band are loose and play well off each other. A gospel-inspired keyboard and lush background vocals from Lucius sound like a gospel choir. And Lucas's guitar solo at the end, well, it takes me to heaven. Like all good soul music, this song is a salve that we can smooth out the rough edges and help heal day-to-day damage that life can inflict. Somewhere between country soul and blues rock, this is my favorite song from an excellent album.
I'll
Jesse, you're correct. I have to step off that cloud in heaven after that guitar solo and come back to earth. But before he put me in heaven with that guitar solo, that song made the hairs of my neck stand up. Quite something. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. And by the way, Jesse, thank you for submitting that and a superb intro into a song like that. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastoor. We're already a third of the way into the show. And today I'm featuring songs that people have called their favorite or one that has touched them emotionally. And that shows you the power of music. Next up is Billy Larkin. Now, Billy is a, I was going to say a young man, but when I first saw him perform, he was a young man over 40 years ago in Cincinnati. And Jeannie and I used to go to this little bar downtown, and they would bring in like some jazz musicians occasionally. And yeah, you sort of went there and You got what they served in terms of music. Well, it so happens that Billy Larkin and his sidekick for a group called Ikimi, I believe it was, played there. And lo and behold, he spent a lot of time playing in Cincinnati in many different venues. I believe he also toured Europe. He was on the show once, and I think he told me he even played in the Ukraine for a few concerts. But anyways, he loves to play the keyboard, and that's his specialty. And so I asked Billy to submit a song, and Billy did. And the song is That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Billy goes on to read, I was a junior at Walnut Hills High, and I was happy to be alive in the year of 1975. I was the leader of a funk jazz band with the modest moniker Galactic Manifestation. A record would come out that year which rocked my world. It was the latest album from a truly great funk jazz band, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I have a wonderful memory that I carry with me like a precious jewel. It was a summer day with nothing to do but just find yourself at a friend's house with her and two of her girlfriends, one of whom I had a real crush on, he says. Before I go on, let me tell you that they were fans of my band and thought of me more like a brother. Bummer, Billy, bummer, dude. That didn't matter, though. While the three of them were upstairs, I was in the main living room with the sun coming in through the windows in these high-ceilinged room. You see, due to peculiar socioeconomic conditions at that time in Cincinnati, liberal middle-class families lived in mansions. I put my newly purchased album on their very nice stereo system, and the second song, That's the Way of the World, also the title of the record, blazed into my heart. I knew while listening to that masterpiece that one could live in a state of bliss and oneness with the wondrous possibilities of life, the beauty of it. I remember crying at the totality of it all, and I was inspired to try to make music like that. Quite an intro for Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the Way of the World.
because the world seems cold.
Stand young and hard.
That's the way the world, earth, wind, and fire. Well, if you listen carefully to that song, throughout that whole song in the background, the keyboard portion of it just kept on going, kept on going, kept on going, way in the background. I'm sure that's what Billy heard when he first listened to it. A wonderful fusion jazz record from way back when. Thank you, Billy, for that song. Let's talk a little bit about Greenpeace in Sacramento. Greenpeace is a planet-loving group of environmental activists intent on bettering the world. The group holds events to raise environmental awareness, builds coalitions with other like-minded organizations, and develops campaigns focused on protecting rainforests, oceans, and mountains, climate change, nuclear disarmament, saving the Arctic, protecting endangered species, and affecting corporations and governments to make better choices. For more information or to get involved, visit them on Facebook, Greenpeace Sacramento, all one word, and you'll learn all about it, not only what they do and how they do it, but also if you want to get involved. We're going to go on now with music, and we're going to go on now with a young man out of Woodland, California, also a keyboardist, plays in several bands around town, and he submitted a song. It's the second time Paul McCartney has come up. I had a Paul McCartney song for one of my favorites a month or 6 weeks ago, and here he is back again. Well, Neil Heaton picked a song called Friends to Go, and let me tell you why he picked this song. My chosen song is Friends to Go by Paul McCartney from his 2005 album Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. This song is one of those perfectly crafted pieces of music that restores your faith in artistry as a whole. The catchy chords, melodies, and lyrics are complemented by the tasteful instrumental arrangements. In addition, this track, and Paul's work on this entire album, serves as a reminder that musicians can keep getting better and better long after they have supposedly peaked. Here is one of the Beatles still making beautiful music well into the 2000s. I've many memories of walking, biking, driving, or simply relaxing while listening to this song. It is pretty, but seems to hint at a certain cleverness or snideness that fits Paul's personality. When he sings, "I've spent a lot of time on my own," we believe him. But we question, why is he reminding us? To elicit pity? To reassure us that he'll make it through one more time, as he has in the past? to say that loneliness is no big deal? That's up to us. Let's listen to Friends on the Go.
I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I prefer they didn't know. So I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. I've been sliding down a slippy slope. I've been climbing up a slowly burning rope. But the flame is getting low. I've been waiting on the other side for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me. I'll be fine on my own. Someone else can worry about me. I spent a lot of time on my own. I spent a lot of time on my own.
The touch of Paul McCartney. Isn't that just wonderful? Hey, I'll tell you something. You know, and by the way, Neil, thank you for submitting this and the intro to this song, because as I read it and listening to it here, you wrote in this, it serves, in addition, he says, this track and the whole album he put out serves as a reminder that musicians can keep getting better and better long after they are supposed to have peaked. Well, you know, I also interpret that as here I am, well into my 70s. And let me tell you, folks, I haven't peaked yet. I'm still going. So this song is an excellent reminder of that. Neil, thank you. Neil is one of those guys that has an open ticket to come on the show anytime. I'm going to have to bug him to come back. Thanks again, Neil. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and we're talking about the power of song. People have, I've asked certain people, six in this case, to send me a song that has touched them emotionally, moved them in some way, made them cry, made them laugh, made them dance. Yeah, music does that too. And that's what you've been listening to. The next one is by Tommy Edwards. The song is Lover Boy, Billy Ocean. Tommy is my sister-in-law. She lives in Miami with her husband. She's originally from Colombia, and I say that, I normally wouldn't have said that, but I say that because she references something in what she wrote about Lover Boy, about Colombians. So let's see what Tommy has to say about Billy Ocean and Loverboy. When my husband, Jack, and our two sons, ages 4 and 6, and I moved to Miami in 1983, Miami was in turmoil, caused partly by Colombians choking the city with cocaine and violence. We had picked a very good public school for the boys in a beautiful neighborhood, but our neighbors were very suspicious of a family formed by a Colombian with a frequently absent husband who had to travel for his job to South America. I felt overwhelmed by my job at Bloomingdale's and responsibility for taking care of the children and a large house. Oh, how I missed the help I had in Mexico where we were living before. When the stress and rejection from my neighbors put me in the proverbial dark well, I would put the kids in the car and ride around Miami blasting Loverboy with all the windows open to ensure that the kids' hearing would not be affected, but allow Loverboy to slowly pull me out of the well.
Wanna be your lover, lover, wanna be your
If you want a good time, going to a music venue, take Tommy with you because you'll be clearing the tables. She likes to get up on the table and dance. I promise you it'll be a fun evening. Thank you for submitting that, Tommy. Loved it. And, we're going to move on now. We got one more, actually a couple more. But one is, I'll get into that later. Next up, we have Bart Vonderzee. Now, Bart is a fellow I've known for quite a few years now. He lives here in Davis, California. He's a musician. He plays in several bands. He's the drummer, percussionist. He's also a studio musician. And he's like me. He's a great guy, but even better than that, he's from Holland. And he and I immigrated at different times. But he was born in Holland, and so was I. He picked The Long, Slow Goodbye. Now, Bart did something a little different. He wrote down how one of the band members introduced this song. And I guess that expresses exactly what this song is all about. So I'm gonna start the song. And by the way, when the song starts, you'll hear kind of like I guess it's a dial tone that is playing, and I would imagine the younger generations probably never heard a dial tone before. But anyways, we'll get into that. First of all, let's start off by, this is how the band introduces the song. You know it, right? The world is going to end. Look left. Looked right. There's no time left. There's only time for love. Love you all.
Where have you gone again, my sweet? Everybody wants to know. Where have you gone again, my sweet? Everybody wants to know. Where you gone? Where you gone?
Just a ghost among your street, waiting when you're coming home.
slow goodbye. And this song has a long, slow ending as a goodbye. Okay, so when this song was introduced, he talked about the end of the world. Well, that might be, but when I listened to the lyrics, the way I heard it was, he is in a relationship with someone, and he knows that basically it's ending, but he can't end it yet, or the partner can't end it yet. And so it becomes a long, slow goodbye that can be agonizing because it could go on for weeks, months, or even years before you realize that it's time to say goodbye. And I guess if you're in a situation like that, yes, the world is ending and closing in around you. Beautifully crafted song, I will say that. Thank you, Bart, for coming up with that tune. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and we've been hearing and we heard so many songs that have moved and touched people, and explaining the power of song. And this is the second episode doing this, and in 6 or 7 weeks I'm going to do it again. Maybe we'll just make this a regular feature. 6, 7, 8 times a year. Anyways, are you guys feeling in a melancholy mood? Because I'll tell you, I'm going to play you a song to wrap this up. We're going to fade out with this. It's by Sidney Bechet. And the song is called C'est tu vois ma Marie. And I think literally translated with the help of my wife, Jeannie, I will see you, my mother. We're going to go out with this. I want to thank you for listening. Don't get too teary-eyed on me when you start thinking about your mother with this. Sidney Bechet. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.